Hello listeners, my name is Urmil Gajera, representing Aneri Jewels, and welcome to our podcast. I will be talking about shortening the bridge and supply chain of diamond jewelry. For diamond jewelry to reach a retailer, it typically goes through a lengthy supply chain process, passing through many hands and companies before the finished piece can appear in a showcase and be sold to a consumer. This podcast will talk about the benefits derived by retailers who seek to shorten the supply chain and work with responsible suppliers and manufacturers who are as close to the source as possible. The podcast will also help retailers understand why such a quest actually benefits them, the customer, and the industry overall. It is more than just a price, it is about maintaining credibility, quality, and ensuring a good reputation. So just to give you a brief background of Aneri Jewels, it is a North American wholesale jewelry manufacturer and distributor. I am involved in almost every stage of my company's supply chain for diamond jewelry, from designing to manufacturing and cutting loose polished diamonds. Everything till we give our final diamond jewelry product to a customer, that is the retailer. The company provides wholesale jewelry to major retailers and independents in North America. We have been involved in this jewelry business for over 20 years and polish cut business for over 50 years now. So, if we calculate the time it takes for a rough diamond to be mined, polished, and made into a diamond jewelry, it takes approximately 3 months from the beginning to the end of the supply chain. Often throughout the process, several players are involved, such as the miner, rough trader, diamond manufacturer, diamond trader, jewelry manufacturer, jewelry distributor, and at the last comes the retailer, who sells it to the end consumer. And so, as you can see, it's a big, lengthy process. So, when a retailer adopts a shortened supply chain strategy, it provides a variety of benefits. First is that it creates a win-win situation for both the retailer and the vendor. Yes, it obviously cuts out a number of players in the supply chain, and therefore, it provides an opportunity for getting better margins. However, the true benefits can be far more important to today's consumer. Let's talk about it one by one. The first benefit is obvious: increased margin and price flexibility. When fewer players and companies make up the supply chain, it allows retailers to purchase jewelry at a more attractive price, thereby potentially influencing their consumer pricing structure and allowing them to stay competitive in the market and enjoy increased margins. Diamonds are both a luxury product and a competitive category. However, they are one of many highly desired products on which a consumer can spend disposable income. An independent jeweler selling diamonds is competing against many other desired product categories, such as high-end bags, shoes, clothes, electronics, and luxury experiences. So, having a shorter supply chain strategy increases a retailer's potential margin, giving them the ability to be price sensitive and price elastic when needed to be. With customer behavior changing to purchase products online, it helps retailers to choose jewelry manufacturers that can provide dropship services. Here, the manufacturer will work for the retailer and provide shipping services directly to the end customer. It is also convenient for manufacturers as they need to make jewelry only for a confirmed order that creates efficiency and thus lowers the overhead costs of holding inventory. Price is one of the benefits of shortened supply chain. There are many other benefits that retailer can get from using this strategy and support his business in long term. So let's move on to the second benefit, which is increased credibility of diamond sourcing. It's been well researched that today's young generation are more concerned about sustainability than any other generation before. When they enter a diamond jewelry store to purchase an engagement ring, they look for credibility. They look for the diamond origin. They do not seek out for opinions of their friends and family, but they read reviews of stores as they navigate their purchase decision. Furthermore, today's consumer looks for jewelry brands and stores that have strong beliefs and practices of responsible sourcing. If you are listening to this Plum Club podcast, you are probably aware that all Plum Club members are members of the Responsible Jewelry Council, the leading standard-setting organization for diamond jewelry and watch industry, promoting standards that build trust in public. When a retailer buys diamond jewelry from us or any other well-established, vertically integrated diamond manufacturer who sources its rough diamonds from major reputable miners that follow Kimberley process, a retailer helps ensure his credibility in the eyes of a consumer. The Kimberley process ensures that a rough diamond's origin is non-conflict and no one is exploited from its mining process. When working with such suppliers and manufacturers with direct and short supply chains, a retailer can be assured that small rough traders and small polished diamond traders who may not have credibility have been eliminated from the supply chain equation. Some small traders may not live up to the standards or ideals set by the Responsible Jewelry Council or follow the Kimberley process. If a retailer wants to increase and maintain credibility, he should seek companies who hold Responsible Jewelry Council certificates. These companies keep a good record of the supply chain and track goods until they become finished pieces. They can also provide lab certifications to further increase the credibility of diamonds they sell. Retailers who can supply strong evidence of credibility can use it as a good selling point to the consumer. Increasing credibility builds trust in consumers and eventually creates loyalty. Now, let's move on to the most important benefit, that is increased quality. Dr. Aldo Gucci from the famed worldwide retailer Gucci had a saying, "Quality is remembered long after a price is forgotten." Companies with a shorter supply chain helps ensure the quality and consistent supply of the products to the retailers. By quality, I mean the manufacturer's diamond cut, polish, and clarity of goods is maintained throughout the supply chain. When there are so many hands being pressed through, it's not uncommon that traders may mix diamonds purchased from several sources into parcels of finished pieces. These mixes from various origins may include varying qualities, differing colors, and inconsistent cuts. A manufacturer or retailer who purchases parcels or pieces like this may find a different quality and may find it difficult to purchase similar goods if needed in future. Having a manufacturer with direct supply of their diamonds and jewelry maintains the quality of the product. It means that the quality is consistent, price is more uniform, and there is a smooth flow of product. Should jewelry be sold and if it needs repair or alteration in coming years, the retailer is assured of getting similar type of good from his supplier. Retailers who have shortened supply chain mentality can market their products more confidently and reduce the need of quality control staff, thereby reducing overheads. Consistency of quality is a key building block to ensure a well-reputed brand in the market. It is also a way to build loyal customers who are happy with your products and will return time and again over the course of their lifetime. So, in conclusion, working to shorten your supply chain is a positive step for all concerned. a retailer can be assured of and benefit from competitive pricing, but they also receive the added benefits of credibility and consumer confidence that can provide them a loyal customer for life, as well as positive reviews and referrals to build new customers. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast, gain new knowledge from this, and may even make changes in your supply chain strategy. And so, yes, thank you for listening.